Joining us right now from KMBZ in Kansas City is John Grayson. John, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Yeah. How are you feeling about this one so far?
To be brutally honest with you, my predictions haven't exactly been spot on, but I feel a lot better about the Bills going into Arrowhead than I did about the Ravens coming into Buffalo. And as it turned out, the Ravens lost that game, I think, more than the Bills won the game. I think the big question is, what's it like to have the referees on your side?
Well, you got to remember, it's not exactly my side being a Bills fan. So there's been so much talk about that, so much talk about preferential treatment for Patrick Mahomes from the refs. I don't know that I see it as much as some people do, but it hasn't hurt the Chiefs over time.
What's it like being a Bills fan in Kansas City?
I'll tell you something. It's a little strange because I didn't know what to make of it when I got here. I've been here in town for 5 years, so got here kind of right at the beginning of the Bills-Chiefs rivalry sparking back up again. And I expected it to be a little worse. I've been to Bills games in Miami, and it's awful down there. I mean, it is frankly just absolutely horrible, and they're horrible to us, and I would never wish that on anybody. But I think for some reason, this rivalry between the Bills and the Chiefs has been so focused on, I mean, the fact is we're both cities are Midwest nice, right? So we have this sort of, Buffalo's got the City of Good Neighbors thing going, and Kansas City really prides itself on being that sort of Midwest nice. So even the games that I've been to here wearing Josh Allen jerseys, it's been fine for me. They want to win. They love their team just like we do, but they're not nasty about it. And the game where Dawson Knox caught the ball in the end zone to give the Bills the win here at Arrowhead a couple of years ago, I was at that game. And walking out of that game, I thought, okay, the Bills took one from the Chiefs. This probably isn't going to go all that well. There's going to be hard feelings. No, it was fine.
So, John, you're a Buffalo guy who works in Kansas City, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just a little bit of bio stuff out of the way there. How do Kansas City fans view the Buffalo Bills? Do they view the Buffalo Bills as particularly threatening because during the regular season, the Bills have done quite well against the Kansas City Chiefs, although in the playoffs, clearly, they have been a major, well, the obstacle for the Buffalo Bills. Is there any sense in Kansas City that, you know, Kansas City's been playing some sloppy football lately? They eked some out in the regular season. They got through by the skin of their teeth. Is there trepidation or is there jubilation over, oh, the team we beat all the time in the playoffs is coming?
The Chiefs fans here are a lot more nervous this year. You put it absolutely perfectly, because there was for a while that sense of, okay, we don't care what happens in the regular season because we know we're going to get the Bills in the playoffs and we're going to beat them. I don't hear that as much this year. And we have, in our radio group, we have a sports station, and their studio is right next to ours. So I talk to the sports guys every morning, and they're great people. And they have expressed some trepidation about what's going to go on this week. They think, okay, so the weather's going to be decent. It's not going to be frigid like it was when the Bills played the Ravens last week. That's going to work, I think, in Buffalo's favor in this game, because the Chiefs have won some games on really frigid fields. So have the Bills. But I think having that good weather opens so much more up for Josh Allen. I think the one question, the sports guys that I was talking to this morning, they were pointing at Buffalo's secondary and saying if Patrick Mahomes can really take apart the Bills' defensive backfield, then that'll be a Chiefs win. And my point was, you give me James Cook getting 4 yards on first down every series in this game, Buffalo wins this one on a walk.
Can you talk about the Taylor Swift distractions?
I can tell you that the average Kansas City fan is so over it. I mean, they just don't want to hear about it anymore. The fact that she's on TV every time they play a game here and the camera won't come off of her, because the NFL loves it. I mean, they know if it can get them new young girl fans, or new young boy fans for that matter, that it's going to mean more money for them in the long run. But we're just, it's like, okay, we get it. Yes, Travis Kelce's dating Taylor Swift, and she's here a lot, and she's the biggest star in the world. But there's a football game going on. Why don't we look at that?
Yeah, novel idea. What does the average Kansas City Chief fan believe about everybody else in the National Football League or the fans of every other National Football League team being very upset because we look at the Kansas City Chiefs and the officials as being on the same side? And, you know, the going joke is for any team taking on Kansas City, well, you got to beat the Chiefs and you got to beat the officials.
Yeah, I think Skip Bayless said that same thing this morning, as a matter of fact. Yeah, and I don't think they believe it. And there's always an excuse. I mean, there was a story this morning about the NFL considering installing a diving penalty because of Patrick Mahomes during this last game, and somebody tapped him on the back and he went flying out of bounds like he'd just been hit with the hardest he'd ever been hit in his life. And we're talking about it a little bit, and what do we get? People texting in going, Josh Allen dives way more than Mahomes does. So I think there's always going to be that homer thing where even if there were things like happened in the last game, the last Chiefs game against Houston, where Patrick Mahomes slides, two Texans bash helmets with each other, and right. then they don't even touch him, and they get a roughing the passer, or not a roughing the passer, an unnecessary roughness, 15-yarder. They look at that and say, well, you know, there's bad calls in every game. They always explain it away.
Okay. Your personal feelings?
Oh, about that? About the refs?
Yeah. Well, not that particular play, but about the officiating in general.
I think Jordan rules, right? It, when you're that good, we saw it happen with Tom Brady when he was in New England. That when you're that good, you're going to get deference. And I think, you know, the referees like, but Patrick is a nice guy. You know, he's an easy guy to like. So is Josh. I mean, what I hear from people all the time about Josh, even people here, is that there is not a better fit of a quarterback in a city than Josh Allen in Buffalo. And so I think they kind of recognize that as well. But when you're playing it at a high level like that, and you're that good at the game, I think the referees will give you a call or two. And so, yeah, have I seen things happen that if it were, you know, Cleveland versus Pittsburgh, probably wouldn't have been called, that got called because it's Patrick Mahomes? Yeah.
John Grayson from KMBZ is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Kansas City, you mentioned the weather earlier, and we had a bit of a preview of that a couple of days ago with one of our meteorologists, Andy Parker. But what is the very latest in terms of weather for the game, 6:30 our time Sunday?
Yeah, not bad. It's not going to be real warm. I think the warmest day we've got this weekend is Saturday, where we're going to hit a high of just shy of 40 degrees. But on Sunday at kickoff, I think what we're looking at is clear skies and right around 30. It'll get a little colder during the game, but it's not going to be anywhere near what we saw last week.
Yeah, I think that was a big part of why the Bills, why Baltimore lost the game on Sunday. I think their fingers froze. I mean,
yes.
Fumbles, drops, they're not used to it, and the Buffalo guys were used to it and know how to keep their fingers warm and have better ball control, personally, but I don't claim to be an expert in such matters. What does the average Kansas City Chiefs fan think about Josh Allen? You mentioned there isn't a better team, there isn't a better fit for a quarterback and a team than Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, but in terms of his skills, is he perceived as a superpower, Superman quarterback, or is he perceived as a guy who just can't get the big one done?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think you'll find that if you really dig down, and my best friend who I went to that game with was wearing his Mahomes jersey. He's a big Kansas City Chiefs fan. I think if you drill down, they have a deep respect for him and for his abilities. I mean, they think, you look at how close it was when Josh scored that touchdown that won the game for us earlier this season, that George Karlaftis was about 3 inches away from being able to grab him. I think, you know, they see that and they know how dangerous he can be and how slippery he can be and how unbelievably accurate he can be with the ball. So I think they see all of that, but there is that arrogance that goes along with winning. I mean, what they're talking about here in town, even more so than this weekend's game, is the possibility of a three-peat. They're still focused on that, and I still think they have a lot of confidence that that can happen.
Well, hopefully the Kansas City Chiefs themselves will be looking past the Buffalo Bills and be thinking about Bourbon Street more than they are taking care of business on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Kind of like what the Buffalo Bills did in Tampa before Super Bowl 25. It was Party Central and, oh, yeah, there's a football game. And, oh, yeah, you got totally blown out. Well, not totally blown out, but you lost a game you should have won against the New York Giants, wide right. But that was the culmination of a really crappy game by the Buffalo Bills. How many third downs got converted by the New York Giants? Unbelievable. John Grayson is with us from KMBZ, Kansas City, on News Radio 930 WBEN. As you are well aware, Bills Mafia makes its presence, the black hand of the Bills Mafia, makes its presence felt in every stadium around the National Football League. What advice do you have for Buffalo Bills fans who are going to make the journey either through Detroit, Chicago, Charlotte, or one of the other hubs, maybe Atlanta, in terms of going to Arrowhead?
Make noise when you get here. I mean, just keep that place as loud as you possibly can. But in terms of the travel, the good thing is we're going to have cold weather, but it doesn't look like we're going to have a lot of nastiness in between there and here. So if you're going to make the drive, you'll probably be all right. But in terms of KCI, we just built a brand new terminal. It's very nice. It's much better. If you've been to Kansas City before and thinking, oh, I'm going to fly into that dump again. No, you're not. And inside the airport, a bunch of brand new restaurants. There's some really great food in there. So, you know, even before you leave the airport, grab yourself a little bit of barbecue and have some fun with it.
Barbecue? Dude, this is Buffalo. People will be grabbing alcohol by double-fisted day drinking. Come on.
Oh, there's plenty of that, too. I mean, one of my favorite tequila bars is actually at the airport. So, yeah.
Oh, you said tequila. Thank you. Tequila, that was a low blow. Thank you very much. 320 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Can you address the Kansas City Chiefs defense and any struggles it has had this year?
Yeah, a couple of things about that, because as we talked about before, the Chiefs fans are talking about Buffalo's defensive secondary. I honestly don't think Kansas City's defensive secondary has played all that well this year. And the real story has been their front four are very talented. Chris Jones, we know what Chris Jones is like. He's a big, fast dude, and he can make things happen. But I think what's scaring them a little bit right now is how long it's been since Josh Allen has taken a sack. It's been a long time. And so I think that if he can get any time in the pocket, he's going to be able to pick those guys apart. There's some talent back there, but they're not by any means a top 10 defensive backfield. So watch out for that. And aside from that, it's just going to be about our front five opening up holes for James Cook.
Now you say our, because you are a Buffalo Bills fan. On the ground, who are the big threats with respect to the Kansas City Chiefs? Last weekend, obviously, all eyes were on Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Yep. This weekend, all eyes will be on
Isaiah Pacheco is the one that I think is, I can't really call him a threat, and he's a very different back. I mean, the thing about Derrick Henry and the thing about the backs that the Bills have had trouble with is that they tend to be big, strong guys. And all three of the running backs that the Chiefs have, that they kind of rotate in and out of the game, they're a little bit slighter than that. They don't have those giant, powerful, like Earl Campbell size, you know, that they can run through the middle of a defensive line and just bowl guys over. That's not really their style. They're a little bit more finesse than that, and I think the Bills match up very well with that.
Other than, obviously, Josh Allen, who are some of the players Kansas City Chiefs fans are looking at in great dread and fear?
Wow, good question. I think the running back, in fact, all of the running backs, I think they think they're going to be a problem. I don't know that they see any particular guy in the receiving core, which may, again, work in our favor if the team is thinking along these lines, because you look at somebody you've got all of the boxes checked. You've got the little guy who can go over the middle. You've got the big guy who can catch on the outside in Coleman. And I think they really don't believe that. It was all the stuff we heard preseason about how, you know, the Bills lost Stephon Diggs. They're not going to be able to do anything. And we proved that, no, that's not the case. But I don't think they really see it. I don't think they really get it yet.
The Amari Cooper non-factor or factor?
I think he comes alive this week. I really hope so. I mean, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I know he's got the talent to do it, and Josh has hit him with a couple of those over-the-shoulder catches, and he's made them. So I don't think – I mean, he plays the unselfish card very well, saying, hey, as long as we keep winning, I don't care if I get the ball or if I don't get the ball. We all know that there's a little bit of poetry going on in that. Everybody that's out there wants to touch the football. But I think the opportunities are going to be there for him simply because of what I said before about the Chiefs' defensive backfield. I don't think they can run with him. And if that's true, he's got the possibility of being open a lot. And if he is, Josh will find him.
And if he isn't, as you know, the mantra of the Bills' offense this year is everybody eats.
Yep. Right. And so I think that's going to work out very well. I also want to say a quick word, by the way, because I've been following all of the news around this game in the lead up to it. But, you know, the thing that has impressed me most, and I'm not just trying to kiss up, I swear, I love this story that Bills Mafia came up for that tight end who dropped the pass, getting death threats and all of this. And yeah, and just giving money to his charity like we always do and just stepping up big time for somebody who's taken a lot of heat. That, you know, I think that's a little unfair too, honestly, because if Lamar Jackson makes a better throw, maybe he doesn't drop that ball. And that's not getting enough, anywhere near enough play. But just, again, reason to be proud of the city of Buffalo, reason to be proud of Bills Mafia. I just love seeing that number keep going up.
You know, even the guy who called Buffalo the city of losers has seen some donations to his charity. Oddly enough, they've been sent in flaming boxes of dog crap, which I thought was a little bit unusual. So your prediction, John Grayson, for Sunday, AFC Championship, the Buffalo Bills against the Kansas City Chiefs. You're in Kansas City, but you're a Bills fan and from Buffalo.
Yeah, and I hate saying this out loud because I don't want to jinx anything, but I think this is going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game than most people think. I'm looking at probably a 27-24, maybe a 27-21 Bills win.
John, I want to thank you very much for your time. I know you have a very busy schedule and are probably sick of being on the radio, and we're grateful for your time here.
My pleasure, Tom. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. John Grayson from KMBZ in Kansas City on News Radio 930 WBEN.